This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka. The European Union has lifted COVID-19-related travel restrictions on visitors from 14 nations. Americans are not on the list. Travelers from nations where COVID-19 cases have been surging, including the U.S., Brazil, and India, are not allowed to enter at this time. Chinese citizens will be able to enter the bloc as long as China removes restrictions on European citizens traveling there. Other countries on the list are expected to end any of their own travel bans on Europeans. Countries will be added or even dropped by the list every 2 weeks, according to their respective COVID-19 outbreaks. But it's unlikely the United States will land a spot for a while. COVID-19 cases more than doubled in at least 10 U.S. states during the month of June. That's according to Reuters analysis. Those states include Florida and Texas. However, the state of Arizona recorded the biggest jump in cases for the month at 294%, followed by South Carolina and Arkansas. Cases also more than doubled in the states of Alabama, Nevada, North Carolina, Oklahoma, and Utah. Nationally, cases rose by at least 43% and deaths increased by 20%. The Associated Press reports top officials in the White House were aware of Russia secretly offering bounties to the Taliban for the deaths of Americans, the AP citing U.S. officials with direct knowledge of the information. The sources saying the White House knew in early 2019, a full year earlier than has been previously reported. You can read the full story on voanews.com. This is VOA News. Beijing unveiled national security legislation meant for Hong Kong on Tuesday, China promising to punish the crimes of secession and subversion with up to life in prison, raising concerns of a more authoritarian era for the semi-autonomous city. Details of the law are expected to increase tensions with the United States, Britain, and other Western governments that fear it will erode freedoms in the global financial hub. Beijing says the law is necessary following anti-government protests that escalated in June last year and plunged the city into its biggest crisis in decades. Scientists in China have identified a new strain of a flu virus in pigs. The virus has the potential to infect humans and lead to a new pandemic. In a paper published in the U.S.-based journal Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, the scientists say the new G4 strain was discovered during a surveillance program of pig farms and slaughterhouses across 10 provinces between 2011 and 2018. The new virus is a variation of the H1N1 swine flu virus that killed hundreds of thousands of people around the world in 2009. The scientists discovered the G4 virus has already infected workers at various farms and slaughterhouses throughout China. Pakistan's Prime Minister Imran Khan told Parliament Tuesday he has no doubt India is behind an attack on the stock exchange building in Karachi. Monday, four gunmen armed with grenades attacked the Pakistan Stock Exchange, killing two guards and a policeman before security forces killed the attackers. India said on Monday it had nothing to do with the assault. Khan saying in his address to Parliament his cabinet was aware of a possible attack and various agencies were on high alert. An Iranian journalist whose online work helped inspire nationwide economic protests in 2017 has been sentenced to death for his actions. A judiciary spokesman announced Ruhollah Zam's sentence on Tuesday. Zam's website, Ahmad News, and a channel he created on the popular messaging app Telegram had informed people on the timing of the protests and published embarrassing information about Iranian officials. The 2017 protests represented the biggest challenge to Iran since post-election mass unrest in 2009. The judiciary spokesman said a revolutionary court had convicted Zam of corruption on earth, a charge often leveled in cases involving espionage or attempts to overthrow Iran's government. Zam can appeal his case to the Supreme Court. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.